Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
In a world that's perfect, lies a perfect little town where one team stands alone. But now, something stirring that will change this place forever.
Perfectville.
Welcome to Perfectville, your first place podcast for your Miami Dolphins, part of the Believe Network, presented by BetOnline.ag. I am Sam Marcoux, and he is the two-time, yes, two-time Hall of Famer. Of course, I'm talking about the good doctor himself, Dr. Christopher Colon. Doctor, how in the hell are you, my friend?
I'm amped the fuck up, Sam, because guess what? It's Turkey Week, but that means another thing in fucking Perfectville. Why don't you tell him?
This is the 8th annual Hatesgiving Day Parade, ladies and gentlemen. A little bonus action for you and your loved ones and the ones that you hate. So, are you ready to just rant, rave like lunatics, Chris? Anything about football, anything about the Dolphins, anything about non-football related things is on the table. I am ready. Are you ready?
I am a Irish man, and I hold shit in for this goddamn episode so I can just fucking let it out. We're about to cut some fucking promos, dude.
No, let's let it out like a fart after chili here, Chris. Why don't you go ahead and start? What's the first thing you hate on the 8th annual Hatesgiving Day Parade?
Yeah, thanks for bringing me into this, Sam, because actually we're having chili dogs for dinner tonight. So that's funny you said that. And guess what I hate? I hate fucking onions on chili dogs. Who the fuck puts raw-ass goddamn onions on chili dogs? My fucking wife, that's who. That shit is terrible. I hate that shit. She always cuts a fucking million little shards of goddamn disgusting-smelling armpit fucking onions to put in chili dogs. Ain't good. Yellow mustard, chili, cheese. That's all you fucking need. Onions, I hate it.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, onions. And that's the thing about it, too, is like people say, I'll just eat around it, pick it out. Not if you're going to cut it into like shards of glass like you talked about there. You can't eat around it. You can't take them out. If they're like big, thick pieces, sure, I'll pick it up and drop it off to the side. I'll probably cuss you out in my brain, if not vocally. But when they're cut into these little diced little pieces of like pebble onion, no, you just have to eat that shit. And nobody likes onions. I don't care what you say. Oh, it's so good. It tastes good. No, it doesn't. No, onions taste good. You ground that into a fine salt and put it. Yes. No, disgusting. Absolutely right. I did like the fact that you looked around to see if Charlotte was anywhere near you as you started to bash her for putting onions in the chili dog. He's like, I hate it. Look around. Good.
She
yeah.
Probably, hey, fuck she it, probably fuck heard it. Me upstairs and I'm going to get in.
She's going to shove an onion right up your ass for that shit. You know what I hate? Your I hate show. Bloop, onion
I
up
hate
the butt.
Being married.
Just going to go ahead and not edit that out. And
I'm kidding.
I'll tell you something that I hate here. I hate the fact that I have had a broken, for the better part of 3 years, I have had a broken dishwasher of some sort. Now, I had a busted-ass dishwasher, and it took, due to supply chain issues, about 8 months to get a new dishwasher in here. Now, three times in those 8 months, I ordered a dishwasher, and it showed up, and it was already fucking broken before it was ever installed. One of those times, Chris, the guy showed up and was like, oh, it has a tiny dent. Is it going to be okay? I'm like, well, let me check a look. This dude took a pair of steel toes and just fucking went to town on the front end of this. I'm like, no, this cannot go in my house. What are you talking about? I have this beautiful house and this garbage is going in. No, take it back. Well, it's going to be another 4 months. I eventually snapped and went and just bought one and had it installed myself. And it was working fine until it wasn't, because everything's made of fucking cheap ass plastic, Chris. So it broke. It was under warranty. So what happens? KitchenAid brings out the guy and he goes, oh yeah, no, it's broken. That'll be $200. I'm like, I already know it's broken. That's why you're here in the first place. He came out for a visit to tell me that the thing was broken when I hired him to fix the broken thing to begin with, Chris. So I fired him and got another KitchenAid approved person to come in here. He's replaced the same part on this fucking machine 5 times. I'm not even joking or exaggerating. This has gone on for months and he keeps coming back. Oh yeah, that part's busted, and brings a new one and puts it in. And then I go to run it and it breaks, and I call him, and he goes, it'll be 2 weeks for me to come back out. He comes out, he takes it, he does a diagnosis, and he goes, oh, yeah, it's that same part again, it's broken. And he orders it, and he comes back, and he puts it in, and he leaves, and then I run it, and it fucking breaks, and it happens over and over and over again. And he showed up again today, Chris, and he replaced the same part, and he runs diagnosis and goes, you know what, I'm getting a different error code. Turns out the motor needs to be replaced. And I'm like, you go fuck yourself, get out of my fucking house. And I just went and bought another dishwasher. This has been going on for 3 years. 3 years of me having to, I don't know. I mean, at this point, I'm just doing paper plates. But at some point, I had to wash dishes by hand, and that's fucking ridiculous. So, no, I hate dishwashers. I hate KitchenAid. I hate Whirlpool. I hate Bosch. I hate Miele. I hate all these different companies that make dishwashers. I hate it, Chris.
Yeah, good call, man. And now you just pissed me the fuck off. Yep. I went after Charlotte in the first one. Now it's time for teenagers. You know what they do? They eat cereal They just put the bowls in the fucking sink. And speaking of dishwashing, I don't eat cereal. My wife doesn't eat cereal. Whose bowl is this? Like, you can't just wash out your bowl real quick. Like, there's bowls everywhere in the sink. Washing dishes is the bane of my fucking existence, Sam.
The worst.
And you know what I hate the most about washing dishes? The most?
What's that?
Besides me with my psoriasis getting like wrinkled hands like crazy that I just can't deal with the rest of the night. Always, without fail, even with a towel on the sink lip, I get in the same spot water on my shirt.
Yep.
I can't stand it. We joked off air about me going shirtless for this episode. I need to start washing dishes shirtless because apparently fucking Shamu is in my sink and I'm in the splash zone every time I'm washing a goddamn shot glass, and it always like sprays out like right at you, or like the spoon shoots it a weird way like that you could never do again if you tried. Fuck washing dishes at all. Like, I don't know how fucking maids do it, dude. Like, I can't. Blessed, knock on wood, my dishwasher works because that thing's a fucking godsend. You just like throw the nasty shit in there, put a pot in and go. But man, I'm going to double down. I hate that this country is like as cheap as it is. Like, the cheapness of what you're describing is because they could easily pay 50 cents more a part to make it more durable or more reliable or more different product of type of tool or part, but they refuse to do it because it cuts off a couple of cents per dishwasher that they like total into $1 million a year. How big's your yacht gotta be, CEO? Fucking goddamn, make a goddamn product that you can stand behind. We got a fucking fridge in our garage right now that's like 20 years old and running fucking fine. I got this double door piece of shit silver one with a pizza pocket that like doesn't make ice anymore. Like, it fucking breaks constantly, but it's a newer product because they want you to buy a new one. Yeah. That's how Lowe's makes their money.
Like, it's planned obsolescence.
It's complete fucking bullshit. America used to be a proud country that built things that to last, that were durable, that they could be proud to stand behind. And now it's all about pinching a goddamn penny. And I fucking hate it.
Yeah. I installed this dishwasher and it was all plastic. And I was like, this is what I paid for. I paid for plastic dishwasher. Like, of course it's going to break. Yeah, something's going to get warped immediately. It's
900 degree water in there, and it's plastic. Like, come on. Are you going to make the fucking racks out of like sandwich bags next time? Like, what the fuck are we doing here, dude?
Yeah, I hear you on the dishes, by the way. I mean, it happens constantly. People are like just making eggs in the morning, then just leave everything. Leave the stove on and just walk away. And I'm like, what are we doing here? Are they just trying to burn down the house? Here's something I hate here. I hate that I actually have to interrupt everything that I'm doing just to read ads every single week for Bet Online. But the fact of the matter is, Chris, that the holiday season is off and rolling with NFL in full stride and the NBA and NHL hitting mid-season form. Bet Online is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info with up-to-minute sports wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions. Bet Online is the top spot for everything pro and amateur sports, Chris, and not just the big four. Oh, no. BetOnline has all the info available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time for almost any sport that's played, from MMA to international soccer. You could probably even get cricket, Chris, if you really wanted to, which is another thing that I hate. Head to BetOnline today and remember to use your promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, with that bullshit out of the way here, Chris, I'm going to move on to something else that also has to do with appliances. I hate plumbers, and specifically my plumber, who came in here earlier this year and installed three new toilets that I paid a ransom for, because I didn't want to do it, because I figured if I screwed it up in installing these toilets with that wax ring and everything else, that I'd be on the hook for all the issues if they were ever any issues. So I hired a professional, which is a mistake by me, because this professional didn't install the toilets correctly, unbeknownst to me, until one day it's like, this toilet's rocking in the master bathroom recently. It's like, this is rocking. Why is this rocking? So we text the plumber. And we're like, hey man, something's wrong with your install. Do you mind coming out? He's like, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. Tomorrow came, never here. Text him again. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I got caught up. I'll be there again. I'm like, no problem. Shit happens. Next day doesn't show up. All weekend doesn't show up. I'm sitting at my dining room table a couple of days before Halloween, Chris, and I look up and I see the noticeable brown ring of water staining on my ceiling. And I'm like, that is a circle, and it is directly underneath where my master toilet be. So I go upstairs and realize we have a big plumbing issue. So I take a picture. I send it to the plumber. He's like, I'll be there the next day. So he comes the next day. He goes, oh, yeah, you know what? totally screwed up this install. Sorry about that. I got a good painter though, so we'll paint over that that brown mark. And I'm like, what are you talking about? There's water damage. There's water in my damage? House. He's like, no, that water's dry. That's why it's brown. I'm like, okay, but what about all the other water? And he looks at me so shit fucking tastically, Chris. And he's like, there's no water in there. I'm like, there's literally why you. I wanted to hit him in the face. Like I wanted to punch him in the face. Like I could. There were so many words that I wanted to say at the same time that they could not come out of my mouth. You understand? Like I was like, I sound like the Tasmanian devil trying to talk to this guy. I just sound like a blubbering idiot. So I had to make an insurance claim. And the insurance claim, they come out and they look at this, they open it up and they're like, first of all, let me back up. Before the insurance came out, this guy leaves, he fixes it, right? It shows me. Water starts pouring through my sliding glass door the next day, just hemorrhaging out, like just like it's raining inside. So I have to call insurance and be like, there's a massive problem. They have an emergency plumber come out. He cuts a hole in my dining room because he has to inspect everything. And he's like, dude, you got water damage and the source is this toilet. I'm like, okay. So we've gone through drying this whole thing out. They had to come in here like Breaking Bad with tarps and just dry off. We had fans running, going like this. I'm not even kidding. For 5 days straight, upstairs and downstairs, just constant noise the entire time. And it's hot. It's just like boiling because it's like hot air trying to dry everything out, right? So they go up to our master bath and like, well, not only do you have water damage, but like it's actually in your tile floor. So we had to rip up the entire bathroom, like the entire tile floor. It's all gone. It's down to the subfloor, down to the wood. And they're like, this is now we have to put the dryers on here. So that was going for a number of days and they have to come out and check the moisture content. It's a big nightmare. That's been my life for like the last couple of weeks. So we're working with insurance to get this all done. Meanwhile, I walk around to my other toilets that this guy put in, and there's two screws that the toilets sit on, right? Like you have your wax ring, and then you drop the toilet down, and you have two screws. Well, in this model, it's all modern, so you can't see the screws. There's like a little cap that protects it, so it doesn't, you know, you can't see the ugly screw when, because you don't want to see a screw when you're taking a shit. That's gross.
Yeah.
So I pop the cap off and realize this motherfucker has not put the screw on any of the three toilets. He didn't put the two screws down. So this, all three toilets are basically just sitting and hoping and praying that the caulking that he put around the base of this doesn't give way at any point. Otherwise, they're just sitting there based on gravity. So this guy ruins my house to the tune of thousands and thousands of dollars, speeds up a bathroom remodel, which I probably shouldn't be talking about this over here, to be honest, speeds up a bathroom remodel like years in advance. Like eventually I was going to redo that bathroom, but not like right now. It just ruins my house. And then it's basically like, oh, my bad. Sorry. Walks away. No recourse for this guy unless I'm going to go after him like legally, which I'm not going to do because I hate lawyers more than I hate plumbers. So anyway, that's why I hate everything right now, currently.
Pull back the tarp a little bit of the show, the curtain, so to speak. Sam,
plenty of tarps in this house, Chris.
Yeah. Sam tells me we're doing Hatesgiving. You can sit there and nod. I have plenty to talk about. Other than that, that's all I knew. I'm finding this out as you are, as podcast listeners. Sam, oh, fuck. That's a lot, yeah. Man. That's a lot of bullshit. When it comes to your house and, like, these professionals, and I'm doing the air quotes if you're not watching, and they do a shit job. Yes, that is definitely tongue-in-cheek because he's a plumber. Man, that is just... I mean, where'd you get this guy, like Angie's List or something like that? Like,
I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
It wasn't Angie's List, but we weren't that sophisticated. No, but I mean, he's a legit lawyer, plumber. Maybe that's the problem.
Hey, you hate him. Where's this Hatesgiving? You're just thinking of the things you hate the most.
Freudian slip as to where I'm at in my life right now. So when people give me shit of her, like not having a show for a couple of days, like just know that I've had plenty of shit. Okay. It's running through my walls quite literally. It's called gray water, Chris.
So Sam, can I? I'm just gonna take. You can have the mic back in just a moment. I'm actually. You just brought up something. I'm just feeding off of you in this episode, which is great. And I appreciate anyone that listens or interacts with the show. But man, I hate when they give a shit for not doing an episode. We are not paid to do this. You are across the country from me. It's like currently 3 for you and 6:30 for me. So dinner time for me. Mid-afternoon for you, I got, you know, we got kids, we got families, things like that. So this is the one episode, it's like the purge where you can like say something and don't take it personal, but fuck you. like fuck you. We're trying our hardest. We try to get together to do the show because we love doing it. Yeah. There's life gets in the way. Leaky bathrooms and hemorrhaging sliding glass doors happen. You know, my kids' rugby practice and football just ended because we went 2 weeks into the playoffs happened. And then, yeah, there's a huge fucking holiday in 2 days. So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. And to clarify, I mean, we do get a couple of shillings for this show, but it's not life-changing money. Otherwise, we wouldn't have those other jobs that we're talking about, which, by the way, I'm going to take the mic back because there's something else I hate. You just mentioned football and rugby in terms of kids and sports. I hate pool play soccer tournaments. You know what this is, Chris? You ever have to deal with this shit with rugby? Or you definitely have
football? Well, pool play as in like kind of rotating the top two teams and go on to like the knockout round?
Exactly. Just like the World Cup. We should not be doing this with children because it's fucking annoying. Because they don't tell you that until you show up to the tournament sometimes, or at least the coaches who sign you up for the tournament don't really tell you what's going on. So you look at this and we have an 8 o'clock game this past Saturday for our oldest. And they lose. They lost 1-0 heartbreaker, a really good team. They lose to a different team from a different city. You're like, oh, wow, single elimination tournament. That sucks. We're done. But we have the whole weekend now, right? The whole weekend is open. Nope. See everybody in a couple hours. I'm like, oh, it's not single elimination? No. So it must be double elimination. So we get there at 12:30 playing one of the top teams in the state. We just get stumped. We knew it was going to happen. We're like, okay, well, shit, our Saturday's fried. But we got all day Sunday, right? We'll watch the football game. We'll watch the Raiders. We'll watch the Dolphins. We'll have some fun. Nope. See everybody tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning. Why? Oh, this is a round robin. This is pool play. And yet we're eliminated because we lost the first two rounds. So we can't go into the knockout round, but we have to show up and be there anyway. So we show up Sunday at 9:30 to play another team that's not going into the knockout round either because they lost their first two games. And it's like, what are we all doing here? Can we just stop, call it a draw, turn in that card to the official and go drink some beer and watch the football game? I missed the first half of the game live, Chris, so I could go watch a third soccer game of the weekend when I knew that I had no chance of my team or my kid advancing to the next round. It's garbage. It's awful.
Yeah, we went through that last year where last minute they came up with a rule. So, okay, quickly, and I hate this. My son's high school team last year did not have a rugby team. That's during the winter, which is starting right now, it's school ball. You play for your school. If you don't have a school, traditionally, there was a misfit school like that, like would let anybody play for them. And it was Providence Day. It's this huge school in Charlotte. They had a field. They had practice. You wear their jerseys. And there's usually kids from schools that didn't have a team all coming together and playing. The problem is that there was a lot of really good misfits last year. And they didn't want to affect competition of the other schools. They complain that it's more of an all-star team. And really it fed from two schools, my son's and another one, which is local in Union County here that doesn't have a team. So the night before the season started, the first practice, they come out with a rule. 10 players of the 15 on the field have to be from the school you're representing. Well, Sun Valley and Porter Ridge don't have schools, teams. So they banned us from the league. So last minute, the rugby coach was like, hey, we signed up. We got to figure out something. We're going to go to South Carolina.
Oh, my God.
Another state. And the club teams down there are having jamborees. Like, we think they're games. They're not. We go down to Greer, South Carolina, three-hour drive to Charleston, 9 a.m., because there's a girls' team we have to support and be there for. And then, play a half of a game at 9, 10 o'clock, play a half of a game against another team at 12, play half a game, and then have a three-hour drive home. None of the games counted. There's no trophies, nothing to be played, win for. You want to talk about looking at 16, 17-year-old kids and being like, I'm going to come out here and play a contact sport.
Yeah.
And for nothing. For practice, for warm-up, for in rugby's very famous for having test matches, things like that. But man, we weren't even like the other team's like, hey, we don't even have enough for 15. Can we play 10s? I'm like, that's not even rugby. Like, what are we doing? No. And we drove 3 hours to be here. So it was just a tough situation all around. But man, I hated all of that.
Yeah, that sounds awful. I hate bananas and the fact that they go bad after like 2 days. Like, they sell you a bunch of like 15 bananas and you have to eat them in like 2 days or else it becomes just gross mush. Why is that? Why can't I buy three bananas? And I don't want to like hear anybody go, oh, just break the bunch that you get. No. You can't do that. That's fucking illegal. You go to jail. Like, they should just have bananas last longer or sell me less bananas.
Yeah, that's a good call. I hate traffic. I hate retired drivers. That's what I hate. People that don't have a job or anywhere to be, and they just like 10 under the speed limit on a one lane road because like, I'll get there when I get there. Yeah. Hey, there's human beings that still have lives that are moving, kids, work, and we need to get to point A to point B. You going 20 in a 45 because you're just taking it all in. Get the fuck off the road or go the goddamn speed limit. I just don't like geriatric old people that do that.
I was merging from one freeway to the other yesterday, and I let like two people that were going from the freeway I was on to the freeway I was getting onto, or vice versa. They were on the freeway I was getting onto, and they were merging onto the freeway that I was leaving. Right. So it's kind of like those round circular ones. And I let two people go, and it's all backed up. Right. And I go, all right, no one else is allowed in. I'm going to do the zipper effect. It's not fair to the people behind me if I keep letting people in. So I just get right on the bumper of the truck in front of me. And this gal shows up and she tries to get in right in between me and this truck. And I'm only given like 5-6 inches in between the truck and mine.
Yeah, you are.
And she can see me, and she's waving frantically in the rearview mirror, like, are you going to let me in? I'm like, no, I've already let two people in. Two have already gone in. You got to keep going. This is illegal. It's a solid line anyway. You shouldn't be doing this. You did it too early. So I just refuse to let her in. I'm slamming the horn. I'm just like, not, right? I'm just not allowing it. This is my Alamo, if you will. So she decides last second, fine, you're not letting me in. And she just pulls it right back into the lane that she was trying to merge out of, which is free for traffic to go flying, right? So she turns left back onto the freeway and almost creates like a 75 car pileup because she didn't pay attention. She was so mad at me not letting her in. Thankfully, everyone else around her kind of like moved and swerved out of the way. And then the worst part about it is she went up like four cars in front of me and they let her in. So she actually got, not only she got in front of me, like even more, man. I was like, oh, that kind of backfired for me. But I stood my ground, Chris.
Good job. I'm proud of you for that. I mean, you let two people go. That's the minimum or the maximum.
Yeah.
I'm not a charity. Like that can't.
Almost can't indirectly caused a 75 car pileup, which I'm like, at that point, maybe I should have let her go, but I didn't, and it didn't. So it's okay. And I can talk about it.
Well, I'm gonna go to football real quick, and This is something we might have talked about before. I'm not quite sure.
I hate that you're talking about football on a football show. I hate that.
Yeah, sorry. I hate when a referee throws a flag and there's a meeting for 30 fucking minutes afterwards.
Yeah,
you threw the flag. Like, you saw something. Call it. Yeah. Like, what are we waiting for, man? Like, you saw 77 hold somebody to make you grasp the flag and throw it at them.
No.
Tell the white hat what the fucking call is and go. Like, you want to talk about a pitch clock in baseball? Get this fucking shit moving, referees. God damn. Like, I hate it.
Like, what happens? Are they, like, holding the flag and they sneeze and they're like, oh, and then they accidentally throw the flag.
He's like, why'd you throw that? He's like, fuck. I'm not sure that I was holding, actually. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. What's the conference about? Especially what, like, if it was two different flags, you're like, okay, was it on the 30 or the 35? Because it matters in terms of how we mark it off. Sure, fine. But explain that when you come back. Like, hey, we're talking because we just don't know where it happened, but like we know it happened. But when they come back and they're like, there's no flag on the file on the play. Sorry, and then they just like nothing ever happened. I'm like, oh, I just wasted my time. Thank you for that.
Well, yeah, I like where rugby's far and away ahead of football when it comes to that. The referees are mic'd and like they immediately go, hey, TMO, I need a review here. What are you saying? All right, we're taking a look. First replay coming your way, and you hear them talking this whole time. So there's no like fucking secret or bullshit. And he's just like, yep, he downed the ball. You can call it a try. Great. Try. Let's move on. Like, it's like that easy. NFL's far behind all of Europe when it comes to that kind of shit.
Yeah, speaking of shit, I got another plumbing story here. I was at an Airbnb earlier this week on a treat with other dudes. And, you know, a lot of dudes, 12 dudes, like one bathroom, right? And you have to communicate in that situation that if you're taking a shit, that, hey, I'm taking a shit. We're all adults here. Like, if you have to shower or you have to pee or you have to do anything for the next 45 minutes while I'm taking a dump, like, do it now or else it's on you. You also have to be respectful of others, that if you take a dump and you clog the toilet, you have to say, I took a dump and I clogged the toilet and I am going to go fix that clog somehow, some way, right? Usually with a plunger, just and plunge it out. What you don't do is what happened in this scenario where somebody clogged the shitter press and then somebody else didn't tell anybody, didn't say a word. And then somebody else went in there and then he took a dump on top of the clogged toilet and tried to flush it and then came out and went, yeah, the toilet's clogged. I'm like, we knew it was clogged. What? Did you take a dump on top of the dump? And he's like, well, yeah, I figured I could like push it down and like encourage it to go through. I'm like, are you shitting bricks literally? Like how, why would you think that that's going to, that does not work. You don't think in the like 300 years of standard modernized plumbing, we haven't tried to shit on top of a shit and realized it didn't work. It makes it worse. So like
what, the old double decker.
Just don't shit on top of a shit in a cloaked toilet. I hate when people do that, Chris.
What kind of house had 12 people in one bathroom?
Well, there was actually three bathrooms, but the one was in the guest house, so nobody's going to go over there except for the one person that was already staying in the guest house because he's like, I don't want to have roommates. And then the other one was like on the other side of the house and like, look, dude, we're just not going to walk that far to take a shit. We're going to go to the one that's nearest to us and slightly downhill from where we're staying.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
So, all right. What do you hate?
Oh, man, so many things. I hate working retail. And I hate the customers just.
But you don't like, work retail. Do you work retail?
I mean, I'm in the bank. Like, yeah. Like
I guess that's, yeah, it's still
it's considered retail. Yeah, it's customer facing. And there's a lot of people, Sam, where I'll say, and I quote, that person votes. Damn. Like, just so dumb. Like, there's so many dumb human beings. Lady today at 2:55, I was like, I have a 3 o'clock appointment. She's like, great. What I got to do takes 5 minutes. I'm like, you don't know what my job entails. You have no idea how long that takes. I just hate humans. If I could just work with labradoodles and dogs and horses like the rest of my life, I'd do it. The amount of stupidity.
Yeah.
That exists in this world, and it's the smallest things sometimes. But Sam, I can't even fathom. Like, there's just I can't believe they can drive. Like,
dumbfounded.
It really is, and it's just it's like I can't believe we're the same like species. Like,
yeah,
that kind of bad. Where it's just. It gets to the point I've been doing what I'm doing for so long where people will say something and I'll literally just go and like make a face. Like, do you hear like what you're saying and how you're saying it and the question you just asked? Like, huh? Like, I mean, for example, years ago, a lady came in yelling, edit that out, that the bank I work for was charging her more for DirecTV. And I said, what do you mean? And she's like, the statement's more than it was last month for my DirecTV. So, the bank is charging me more. Fucking shut up, Chris. The bank is charging me extra for DirecTV. And I was like, can you explain that to me? And she's with her daughter. Younger daughter, and she's like, yeah, I mean, look at the bill last month was less than it is this month. And I said, and I made a face, and I was like, you know how like DirecTV works? It's like your cell phone. If you use more minutes or there's an extra day in the month, your bill is going to be more. Maybe you ordered a movie, maybe you had a DirecTV premium channel added. We charge what they bill you. Like, what do you mean? And they took, and I kid you not, Sam, 20 minutes to actually grasp this, slamming their hand on the desk. And I'm like, I'm not communicating as best I can, I guess, because you're not getting this. Like, we're not giving your money away to DirecTV. Like, they are sending us a bill, and we're paying that bill. It's a bill pay. It's a reoccurring payment. Finally, the daughter gets in and goes, whoa, 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 mom. I get it now. Like, I'll explain it to you in the car. Thank you so much for your help. And they leave. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, that's just one example in 15 years of many stories.
That's because people are stupid, Chris. I mean, I don't know. Like, you're coming from, you're not dealing at the top of the deck here. You're dealing at the bottom of the deck. when you're talking about human interaction. So the fact that you're surprised at that's fairly tame based on where I thought you were going to go with that. But you know what I hate? Here's what I hate. I hate that, like, because of COVID and everything else, like, we've all been on camera for like years now, and I still can't figure out when I'm looking at myself, which one is my right hand, which one is my left hand. Like, I'm like, oh, I want to adjust my hat to the left or to the right, and I always go the wrong way. The stupid mirror image. I hate it. I can't figure it out, Chris. It's like a weird visual geometry, and I'm failing.
We're all failing, Sam. It's just, yeah, same thing. Like, I'm pointing, oh, no, that's that way. Nope. How do I not get that? And, you know, actually, during COVID, I, like, cut my own hair, and I have no idea how I did it because I was, like, looking in the mirror like, oh, shit, my beard. You know, like, it just – but I didn't see anybody, so it didn't matter. Didn't matter. You know, I hate that we don't wear masks anymore. Hey, hold on. Hold on. Because I didn't have to give a fuck what my face looked like. And people didn't know what I looked like. And if I had a runny nose or a booger or something, no one would ever know because I had to wear a mask. No, fuck that. I hate fucking masks. That was so fucking stupid. Anyway, lots of hate, man.
Yeah, there's lots of hate, but there's only so much time here, Chris. And it is Thanksgiving for everybody else and Hatesgiving for us. But I think we've given everyone enough of a break from their weird uncle on Thanksgiving to enjoy the amount of hate that we have for plumbers and toilets and
lawyers,
people and banks and, you know, people at banks and, you know, bananas, fuck a banana,
fuck banana.
onions and bananas.
Fuck onions.
Yeah. You just take all the onions and put them inside the banana peel and just throw it in the garbage or flush it down my toilet because it's already clogged and or leaking everywhere. So anyway, I think that's enough. I feel better. Do you feel better? I feel better.
I feel better. I still hate so many things. So I guess next year it is.
I hate that we do this once a year, but that's okay. Maybe we'll figure it out. Maybe we'll leave a little bit of hate, a slow leak of hatred out with every episode, which I kind of feel like we've been doing for years anyway. But
yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, I hate you.
I hate you, Sam.
No,
I hate you, Perfect Bill.
I hate you, Perfect Bill.
I hate you, Race.
I hate you, Predictably Drunk. I hate you, Twitter. I hate you, X. I hate you, Facebook. I hate you, MySpace. I hate you, Friendster. I hate you, TikTok.
I can has cheeseburger. Memebase.com.
What were those old ones like from when the internet first started? Like
rotten.com.
Rotten. I hate you, rotten.com. I hate you, laugh or die, funny or die, whatever it's called.
Will Ferrell doing the landlord jokes.
It's been around. All right. Well, I think that's enough hatred for one episode of Hatesgiving. I appreciate nothing. And I hope you all slide down a rusty razor blade into a pool of acid.
Oof.
And on behalf of myself, Chris Cullen, the entire Believe Network, presented by BetOnline.ag, the only thing left to say is goodbye. Perfect, Bill.
Later.
Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.